And good morning. Welcome in to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And today it is Chamber Day on the program. We are joined for this entire hour by Jason Smith, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO. Jason, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well. Dave?
Good. Yeah, I'm doing all right. After I got that initial hit of caffeine, things started rolling a little bit better.
Well, that's good.
I need all the help I can get. It usually takes me two or three jolts
of caffeine as well.
Well, I'm glad I'm not alone, but you're not on the air at 6 a.m. stumbling over.
No, but I was on the air today at 7 because we had our Good Morning Manhattan today.
That's right.
It's been up quite a while.
So how do you do Good Morning Manhattan now?
It is virtual, so we did it on Zoom, and we send the people who sign up a link, and obviously we don't charge. We charge when they're in person because we serve breakfast. So we had about nearly 100 people today, and we had a great program. Julie Gibbs was on, and Lyle Butler made his return, so it was his first appearance at a chamber event since he left in February of last year and talked about the work he's doing with the State's Recovery Task Force. And then we had, and I just went blank on his last name, the new Jason at the new chamber president, Wamigo.
All right. Toll, right? Jason Toll?
Jason Toll, that's it. All right. So I said, nothing else. You can no longer say Jason at the chamber. You have to be a lot more specific.
Yeah, there you go. Have some more caffeine then.
Do what?
Have some more caffeine. That'll trigger those memory banks.
I think I'm done for today. I think I've had plenty.
Are you now? Okay. All right.
Well, I was talking to Jason last night via email. You know, I've had a busy week. I know a lot of folks have, and it seems like anymore the weeks just kind of run together. But there's been a lot going on, and one of the big things here was at the City Commission meeting actually on Tuesday, where the Chamber actually presented its 2021 fiscal year request, and quite a significant cut here, $150,000 less is what you asked for.
Yeah, so this really goes back to last year. We historically received around $175,000 annually to the chamber to do economic development and military relations. And we matched that with around $650,000 of private money that we raised from our local business community to have our economic development program for the community. And that's been a great relationship. When we went through the Region Reimagine process, there were a number of different items that were included in that report that expanded the need, or that created a need to expand our capacity or someone's capacity to be able to do all the projects that were outlined in that report. And so we went to the commission last year and asked for some additional funding, still less than what is generated from the private sector to run the program, but it was for very specific items that included, for instance, expanding our talent attraction efforts to expand our ability to work with businesses that are interested in coming to the community and to expand the resources available for entrepreneurs and startup businesses. And in October, we went to the commission and they said at that time, well, let's wait. And if you remember, we had the 3/10 sales tax election last November. They said, let's wait until the 3/10 sales tax election and we'll evaluate where we are. So we went back in December and they granted us those additional funds. Well, obviously, when you get funding in December for programs that you hadn't started planning, it takes a while to get those programs implemented. And then in the middle of that, as you know, we had a shutdown of our offices for about a month. And so that delayed some things even further. And so what happened was we ended up with some just based on timing. And so instead of putting those in a reserve fund or applying them to something else, because things are going to be so challenging for the city this year, we said, look, we've already saved this amount of money that we haven't expended this year. We'll reduce our next year's request and just carry these funds over to help us through that process. And as we said Tuesday night, we may have to make some cuts and there may be some other things that we have to do because we're not sure yet as I mentioned a couple of times, we have a pretty sizable fund that's generated from our local businesses. We have 150 business investors in the program, and they're all having their own challenges because of COVID-19 as well. So we'll see how that has impacted our private sector contribution, but our goal is to continue down the road of rebuilding and revamping our economic development program to be more centered on creating jobs and economic opportunities for Manhattan citizens. And as we've talked about before, we do that by growing our existing businesses, trying to attract new businesses, and then hopefully getting new businesses to start and getting entrepreneurs to start new ventures in our community and attract more talent and attract more individuals who want to live in Manhattan. And so that's the process we went through, and so we've requested enough funds to do our budget, but accounting for carryover funds that we're going to have based on the fact that we just didn't get things up and running as fast as I think we would have liked to.
You mentioned there in that at some point you might have to make some cuts here. Do you any idea where those trims may be coming from?
No. I mean, we'll evaluate kind of where we are at that point. I think some of it has to do with the dynamic of our programs looks like at that particular time. So, as an example, we have a partnership with the Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation, and to do all of our business attraction efforts, and that includes going and meeting with companies and other communities and site selection specialists and other communities face-to-face. And we do that on our own. We do that with the state of Kansas as well. Well, obviously this year we're not doing that because no one's traveling and no one's taking meetings. And so there may be an opportunity to cut there, but if things get back to normal, then we want to do that, pick that back up and do that as well. So I think we'll evaluate that, just kind of where we are in terms of the economy and rebuilding. It could be that we need to make some shifts and like we did this year, and completely moved all of our resources over into helping our local businesses get through the I'm gonna call it a shutdown. I know it wasn't a complete shutdown, but through some of the closings, and so we had all four of our economic development team working with our local businesses, whether they were members or not. They ended up, I think, all in total, we ended up logging calls and to over 800 local businesses through that process. And then facilitating the loan program, which was a partnership agreement we had with the city commission, and they allocated $500,000 to help local businesses get through if they had a tough stretch they needed to get through, to either get to some additional funding from the federal government or from the state government, that they would have the opportunity to have access to these funds. So, yeah, I think we're still, we're doing the best we can to plan with the reality that we have in front of us today and the reality that we expect to be in front of us in 2021. But in all likelihood, those won't mesh. And we'll need to make some adjustments, and so that we'll consider that whole process at the same time, and maybe even as late as December, because you just never know. We're obviously very concerned about the recent spike and what that may impact our largest employers, which are Kansas State and Fort Riley, and their ability to have people here and their ability to have people shop at our local retailers and do business with all of our local merchants. And so, and then that doesn't, you and I talked before we came on the air about what does football season look like this year? And so, I think it's a little too early to start making those plans. But we can't be left. We have to have something in place. We can't just wait for something to happen to us. We have to try to plan, for all of the contingencies and find a way to move forward.
Well, obviously, with revenues down, there's going to be probably opportunities or that city officials are going to look at here for possible sales tax increases or maybe something coming up in the fall here on the election. Is that something you think would be beneficial here for the business community going forward?
So, you know, we've looked at some of these issues. So, and this, you know, we've got right now we have a current Riley County sales tax for economic development. And you have both the county commissioners and the way that the county sales tax works, there's a certain amount of that that goes to county roads and bridges. And then by state statute, the county has to distribute a certain percentage of those funds to the Riley County communities. And so the city of Manhattan gets a percentage of that, and that they are able to fund a property tax reduction initiative, as well as economic development programming, potential business incentives, and infrastructure improvements. And so those funds have been used for things like the conference center expansion, some roads out by the airport, some North Campus corridor roads, some things in Aggieville that are being planned. So really what we're talking about, or what we're hearing both of these governing bodies talk about, is the best way to renew that sales tax. And so you have both of, I think right now, the governing bodies that are debating not just how to do it, but also the timing. And right now the chamber has not been on that. Our board, I think, would suffice to say, is concerned about an election this year, but you never know. Maybe it's the right time. And so we're continuing to visit with both governing bodies about what their ideas are and their intentions are. And I would assume that our board of directors will want to weigh in on that as soon as this month. And so we are obviously in some talks with both of those entities.
All right, well, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back, discuss more with Jason Smith from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce when we return on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.